This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Kim Janey was sworn in as the new president of the Boston City Council. She will oversee the most diverse council in history. She's spending a few minutes with us today to talk about what's on her docket for the next 2 years. Council President Janey, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thank you so much.
So what are you most excited about as the new City Council president?
Oh, I am so excited to enter this new decade, which is just an exciting time going into a new year, but a new decade, and leading the most diverse council in Boston's history. That is something that should be celebrated. We now have the first Afro-Latina woman on the city council. We have the first openly gay woman on the council. It is amazing time, and it is a great day in the city of Boston, and I am thrilled because representation matters.
So it's a new decade and a truly new council. What are your priorities?
Yes. So the overarching priority for me is to ensure that we are doing all we can in our city to include everyone. I want us to really prioritize equity and inclusion. Boston is an amazing city. It is my hometown. I love it dearly. And I think about all the great things that are in our city. I think about this economic boom that we're experiencing. But I also think about the people who are being left out of that. And that is what inspired me to run for office. It is what inspired me to run for the council presidency. And I think there are big issues that we have to tackle, whether it's housing, whether it's transportation, you know, public transit, whether it's traffic and congestion in our city, our schools. You know, I'm a big advocate for education.
Actually, can you tell me a little bit more? You have been a big advocate for education. Can you tell me a little more about what your agenda for the schools would be?
Yes. Well, I think first and foremost, again, ensuring that we are doing all we can to eliminate the opportunity and achievement gap. While we can celebrate all the success of Boston Public Schools, and there has been a lot of progress, and we can certainly celebrate that. That's great. But when we dig deeper and peel back the onion, we see that there are still big gaps between Black students and white students, Latino students and white students. We see gaps around program areas. So our students with disabilities, students who are learning English, there are gaps. So even though scores are going up, there are persistent gaps between different program areas and different along racial lines that we've got to close. We have to ensure that all of our young people have access to a world-class education that prepares them for college and career success. All of our young people should have Harvard on their college application list. They may choose a different school, and that's fine, but they should be able to get into the best. That is what we have here. We have the best colleges and universities here within our city, and our young people should be prepared to enter into those universities.
You came right out of the gate yesterday with an initiative around payment in lieu of taxes or pilot payments by the large nonprofits in the city who don't pay property taxes. Can you sort of square the circle for us between that focus coming right out of the gate and the kinds of things you're talking about, equity and inclusion and student achievement, et cetera? Can you connect those dots?
Yeah, well, I think the reason why pilot and thinking about our agreement with our nonprofit partners is important is because there's so much money that is being left on the table.
What would you do with that money?
We could invest it in our schools. We could invest it in our roads. We could invest it in affordable housing. We know that the city of Boston, so during my first term, so the first 2 years, the city of Boston requested $213 million through the pilot program. But we only received $68 million, or 32%. And that was $145 million, though, that was left on the table, $145 million that is left on the table. By creating this city council committee, it elevates the conversation in a different way. It creates a platform for the pilot action group and other advocates who want to come together to think about creative ways or new ideas that we want to put on the table in working with our nonprofit partners. And, you know, I want to say, you know, on the record that our universities, our hospitals, provide an important service to our community. They're a huge economic engine, and we love that they call Boston home.
Have you heard from any of them in response to this since you announced it?
I haven't, not yet. I am in communication with Northeastern on a number of issues and have a meeting scheduled with them, and so I know that will come up, and Northeastern is in my district, and unfortunately Northeastern is one of the big four that falls short when it comes to paying their fair share of pilot.
You've also been quite vocal on pushing to hold more city council meetings at night and in various parts of the city. Why is that important to you?
It is so important because we have to make sure that city government is more accessible to the people that we serve. To ask people to come downtown in the middle of the day on a Wednesday for a council meeting doesn't seem like the best idea if we want people engaged, if we want to have a democratic process where people are truly engaged in the work and the business of the council. And so the thinking is that we could rotate. Each of the district councilors could host one of our city council meetings in the district, and we could, you know, really, as a so if I host, I can really make sure that the turnout is there and maybe, help engage residents and giving them the opportunity to perhaps speak at the beginning of the meeting. The other thing is our council meetings are just that for us. It is a hearing that residents can come and testify at a hearing, but they can't do so in a meeting. But perhaps we create a space for them to do that.
Why hasn't the council done this before, do you think?
I don't know why the council hasn't done it before, but I would suggest, so I would say that the council has been doing more and more of its work in community. I've certainly have hosted several hearings in the community, and I think it's really important that you go where the people are and you make government as accessible as it possibly can be, as well as transparent as it can be. That is why it's important.
So, Council President Janey, last question for you. The Mayor's State of the City address is tonight. What do you want to hear from Mayor Marty Walsh?
I would love to hear more about how we create opportunities for everyone in our city to share in the economic benefits of living in Boston.
That's Boston City Council President Kim Janey. Councilor Janey, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
And before we break, I just want to invite listeners to tune back into WBUR tonight at 7 o'clock for a special edition of Radio Boston covering Mayor Marty Walsh's State of the City address. We'll have live analysis from Jennifer Nasur and Michael Curry. Again, that's tonight at 7 o'clock on 90.9 WBUR. Meanwhile, stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Tiziana Deering, and this is Radio Boston.